can't go back to your place now that Felix knows where you live. I'm so sorry. But don't worry. He doesn't know I have this apartment. We just need to lay low for a little while. When he comes to, he's gonna go into panic mode looking for us. Once I've got indications he's safely on the wrong track, we'll be able to finish what we started at the chapel. There's something there we need to find. And once we do, the world will be our oyster. For the next few days, you and Celine barely ever left her apartment. Food and groceries were never a worry, as she simply had supplies delivered to her doorstep every few days, and you often ordered out from the abundance of local restaurants. In the evenings, it was usually safe to venture out for short walks, as the shop-lined street on which she lived provided just enough crowd cover. Your days were spent in an odd sort of domestic bliss, often whiling away hours with Celine by watching films, snuggled up with her on her sofa, or simply talking with her about anything and everything, as you had the day you'd met. This precious time with her was only occasionally interrupted when her phone would buzz, and she would disappear into another room for a long conversation with whomever her mysterious contact was. Your phone was often buzzing as well, as family and friends were constantly texting or calling, wondering where you'd gone and why they hadn't heard from you. You did your best to keep the circumstances of your sudden disappearance hidden from them, while reassuring them that you were safe and happy and would soon be back in touch properly. Celine still remained a bit guarded about exactly what the two of you were up against, but as you slowly put things together that she'd told you with snippets of overheard phone conversations, you began to realize just how deeply her resentment towards her own family ran. "I've never felt like I belonged anywhere. Everything they wanted me to be or to do just felt wrong. My family keeps themselves fairly cloistered for protection, which is understandable considering our history. But I always wanted more. I wanted to experience life outside of the confines that they wanted to keep us under. Technically, I am the eldest child of the current generation, so I was being groomed to be the head of the family. But it was like being born into a position of royalty that I never asked for. I seemed to be the only one who felt deeply unsettled by our involvement in certain unsavory industries, and my attempts to push us away from our old ways of doing things were not met favorably. The elder members of my family, like most families, I suppose, don't like change. That's why it was decided that Felix was better suited as the head of the family. And I was basically told I could serve as his assistant or be cut off entirely. That actually turned out to be a blessing in disguise, though, because it's enabled me to live with a foot both in and outside of the family. The thing is, Felix wasn't lying about how close we used to be, and I've been able to use his lingering affection for me to my advantage at times. Forgive the phrase, but he has a big blind spot when it comes to me. because he thinks he's the only one who can control me. Beneath all his posturing, I think Felix believes that one day I will completely submit to him and serve him properly. If not out of love, then out of guilt. It's nothing but a power trip for him, of course. He thinks that if he can break someone as stubborn as me, it'll prove how strong he really is. He was so obsessed by the idea that I was slowly falling under his thumb that he had no idea just how many underground roads I've been able to build for myself. At times, you started to feel a bit useless. Celine was obviously juggling a lot of things on her own, and though you'd offer to help in any way you could, even you knew there wasn't much you could do aside from offering moral support. But she assured you, over and over, that your mere presence in her life was help enough. You kept her calm and grounded, she said, and that was more valuable to her than you could ever know.
Morning, baby. Feeling of your stubble on the back of my neck. Did you wake up with a little problem? Okay, not so little. And not so much a problem. Okay. You're gonna have to warm me up a little bit. I didn't wake up with the same head start you did. Let me borrow your fingers for a little bit. Just push yourself right up against me. There you go. Let me just feel you up against the small of my back. Just hang on for a little bit, okay? Give me your hand. That's it. Just the outside for now. That's perfect. You want to nibble my earlobe a little bit? Kisses down my neck. Ah, it's good. Oh, fuck. Slip your fingers inside me. You can wake me up like this every morning if you want. Oscar. Yeah, right there. No, I'm not wet enough. No.
Okay.
I know. You're dying. I know.
Okay.
Let me just adjust myself so you can have easy access. Just wrap your arms around me like that. It's perfect. You can play with my nipples a little if you want to. I don't object to that. How eager you are. You're going awful slow. No, I like a slow. I like the chance to feel every inch of you. Oh my God. Reach around, play with my clit too. Yes, I'm being needy. Fuck, yeah. Give me a sec. I know, I'm torturing you, I know. Okay, go ahead. You're so fucking good. You're gonna come, baby. Yeah. Put your mouth right next to my ear so I can hear you. Come on. Oh, fuck. I fucking adore you. Oh, my legs are still shaking.
Hello? Yes? Yes, I understand. Do we have secondhand confirmation that he's landed? That's wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm going to make a move, so just stand by for now. That was the message I've been waiting for. Felix has left town entirely. This is our chance to finish what we started. Come on, babe. We've got to get moving. It's now or never. You both showered as quickly as possible and dressed yourselves in some rugged gear you'd been able to purchase from a shop nearby, knowing you would eventually be returning to the forest for a second hike to the mysterious chapel. The last time you'd visited the place, you'd become too distracted by desire to fully investigate what running light through the rose petal pendant was meant to indicate. When you questioned Celine about how exactly you were going to get to the chapel without your car, she simply flashed you her Cheshire Cat grin.
Don't worry about it. Unrelated, but do you know how to ride a motorcycle? I'm only joking. Unless...
You were only a little surprised when Celine led you down the street to a silver DBX Aston Martin.
I had a friend rent it for me, so hopefully that will cover our trail. I know it's a little flash for our purposes, but... hey, if an Aston Martin is good enough for James Bond, it's good enough for a couple of treasure hunters, right?
A brief but playful argument ensued about who was going to get behind the wheel, with Celine eventually giving in and climbing into the passenger seat.
It feels a bit weird to be going back into action like this, doesn't it? Especially after spending so much time isolated together, being utter couch potatoes. Not that I'm complaining about getting to spend so much time with you. I just really didn't think it would take this long for something to happen. I've had some things going on behind the scenes to try and lure Felix off in the wrong direction, and it took forever for him to take the bait. He managed to track me last time when we went to the chapel, and I had to make sure that that didn't happen again. That's why I had to leave you there. I got a text while we were asleep, warning me that Felix was on his way to find me. I didn't know if he knew about you at that point, but I couldn't take the risk. So I made the split-second decision to give myself over to him before he came into the forest after me. I know I've apologized to you several times for that now, but I feel like I need to once more. I really did believe we were going to find a way back to each other eventually. That's why I left the ring with you. To try and indicate to you somehow that I wasn't leaving for good this time. But I underestimated Felix's state of mind. And that was a dangerous thing to have done. I've never seen him that unhinged. You don't understand how terrified I was when he told me his plan to lure you to his house. Thank God you were able to stay strong long enough for us to get away. But I'm not taking any more chances like that until I know for sure that Felix has been neutralized. I don't want you to ever have to wake up to find me gone again.
You arrived at the head of the trail near to sunset, with a thunderstorm threatening in the distance, which forced you both to move quickly through the forest. Just as the last rays of sun were disappearing under the horizon, you stepped into the clearing where the stone chapel stood. Celine handed you an electric lantern, then lit one of her own, and headed towards the doorway without any hesitation. The chaotic shadows thrown off by the statuaries were less frightening this time, though the flashes of lightning that splintered through the open roof certainly didn't help your nerves.
Celine moved immediately to the stone pillar at the center of the floor, tugging the rose petal pendant over her head as she did so. She placed it carefully into the perfectly shaped divot at the top, then held out her hand to you for the small LED light she'd put in your backpack. You fished it out, clicked it on, and handed it to her. As she placed it inside the carved space inside the pillar, the light shot through the pendant once again, casting its magical pinkish glow onto the ceiling in uneven waves. Okay, so the question is, what now? What is this light trying to get us to see? You both stared upwards, trying to take in what you could between flashes of lightning, which were momentarily ruining the effect of the sparkling light. You noticed that the ceiling directly above you was actually domed, with a set of carvings running around the widest part of the semicircle. Your eyes followed the line of symbols until you realized that one of the bright spots coming from the pendant was lighted perfectly on one particular symbol. Celine seemed to realize the same thing at the same time. Shit, I can't see what the symbol is, though. Can you make it out? There's sort of a spiral and a cross, maybe? It looks like the stonework has faded away a little. You pulled your phone from your back pocket and held it up, pinching to zoom in on the symbol in the hopes of getting a clear picture. You snapped a few shots, but your hands were too shaky, making the pictures blurry. Celine reached up and held your wrist steady as you made another attempt. Just as you pressed the camera button, a flash of lightning lit up the dome perfectly, and you were able to capture a clear, sharp image of the symbol. Oh, it's like a Celtic knot. Huh. What could that mean? You looked around the chapel again, specifically paying attention to anywhere the brighter spots of pink light were landing. One spot was shining particularly vividly, further towards what would be the altar in a normal church. Holding your lantern in front of your face, you made your way towards it, Celine following directly behind you. Look at the floor, there, near the wall. There are tiles with the same kinds of symbols that are on the dome. Instinctively, you split to either end of the wall. Each of you bent over to study the worn carvings that adorned some of the larger stones. Some were cracked and unrecognizable, but others seemed to have been spared the ravages of time. At first, you worried that the stone you were being pointed towards might have been already lost. But just then, Celine gasped from the other end of the wall.
Here, come here, I need your light. I think this is it.
Quickly, you dashed to her side. You both crouched down, your lanterns held aloft, and stared at the carved floor tile between you. Just barely visible was a rounded, knot-like spiral with a slightly curved line coming down from the center, like a curling stem from the head of a flower. Celine reached down and tried to brush away some of the dirt that had gathered in the grooves of the carving, then tracing her finger along the inside of it in order to bring the shape more into focus. This was most definitely what the symbol on the dome was pointing you towards. I think there's only one thing to be done now. We're gonna need a really sturdy shovel.